You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Jesus Christ is nobody's patsy. He's not to be taken lightly. The conqueror of sin, death, and the devil should not be treated as if he doesn't count.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, we offer to you our praise for your kindness toward us and all people everywhere, offering your Son to overcome the powers that oppress us all, sin, death, and the devil. Give us the armor of faith to withstand the assaults and the oppression of the demonic in life, and having done all, to stand upright and unafraid. In your hand, O God, is life, faithful and free, offered freely to all who have faith in you and in Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. In his saving name we pray. Amen. The demonic does exist in the world. Everybody admits this. Things happen that can be described only as demonic. There is senseless cruelty, which is practiced by the despotic, trying to demonstrate their power, or by the powerless thrashing out against continual failure and despair. Things like this were not supposed to happen, not in the last two decades of the 20th century. The 20th century began with people looking through rosy-colored glasses and seeing nothing but good times ahead. In the first decade of this century, people were looking forward to universal peace. Their life would be embellished by electric power, which even then was just beginning to come into common use. There were those who were predicting that in the not-too-distant future, people would be driving motor cars rather than the horse and buggy. It was a wonderfully optimistic age, banking on education to transform life, confident that the more people knew, the better they would be. St. Peter had a tough time getting a hearing in those days. "Be sober, be alert," he said in his first letter. "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goes about seeking someone to devour." Roaring lion, indeed. The developing world, with its growing wealth, they thought, could put all those roaring lions in cages. Then let them roar to their heart's content. They would no longer be able to hurt anybody. So much for the devil, people thought. Then came World War I. Involving most of the nations of the earth in the fateful struggle over more than 4 years' time, igniting fires of hate that have not died out even to this day. The war was fought to make the world safe for democracy. After all the mud and the slaughter, democracy was no better off than it had been before. The bitterness of World War I gave way to worldwide depression and then to World War II. Fought on every continent in most of the countries of the world. People died, and whole populations suffered. From the weakness of Europe sprang the specter of communism based on a utopianism that has never worked and an atheism intent upon subjugating the mind of humanity. Who needs to enumerate all the wars that have taken place since that time? Not to speak about all the wars that are going on at the present time. Where have all the dreams gone? What kind of force has beclouded history, imposing mind control under the name of freedom, engaging in war and calling it peace, insisting that all are equal, but some are more equal than others? If someone had planned all this, he could only be described as having devilish ingenuity. The most devilish thing about it is that it promised so much and delivered so little. It pretended to be so attractive and proved to be so destructive. The demonic exists, all right. It's the only explanation for what has happened in a world that thought it had everything going for it, where everything seems to work out in exactly the opposite way from what it was intended. There's something demonic in the drive to dominate. In fact, said St. Peter, it is characteristic of the devil. A lot of people are beginning to see that these days. It's a lot easier to talk about the devil in the last two decades of this century than it was in the first two decades. In those good old days, a preacher could get up and declare that in previous centuries, the theory of a devil helped to explain certain psychological phenomena. In our enlightened age, however, he went on, the theory of a devil who is personal is not plausible. Maybe some explanation is required for the fact that one new cure produces five new curses. An organization founded upon good intentions produces some of the greatest disorganization the world has ever seen. The demonic shows itself not only in the perversion of life with what has been called the new morality, not only in the domination of life throughout the world through intemperate use of alcohol and permissive pornography, but in the purposeful distortion of human lives through addiction to the pursuit of things which God intended to be beneficial for humanity. In the early part of this year, a pastor told me he conducted a very sad funeral. A 75-year-old woman had been murdered by her son. This man had been living with his mother for a number of years. One day, he went berserk. He stabbed his mother repeatedly with a screwdriver and clubbed her to death with a hammer. In a psychiatric ward of a hospital, he kept saying, "I killed Satan's daughter. I killed Satan's daughter. I killed her, but real good." For some time, this young man had been listening to musical records that featured Satan. References to Satan have become pretty popular these days. It takes us back almost to ancient times, when the symbol of the serpent appeared very prominently on monuments paying tribute to a dominating force of evil, fascinating in its appeal, and fateful in the misery that it always brings. St. Peter may have compared the devil to a roaring lion, but he made it quite clear that the devil is not just a figure of speech. "The devil made me do it" is not just a joke, nor does it relieve people of their responsibility for the domination of the devil and their desire to dominate, which eventually turns out to be demonic in its origin. The power of government, intended by God to be used in a beneficial way, has been known to turn to the demonic. The same thing has happened in private life, bringing chaos to the community and destroying family life, not to speak about the personal lives of people involved in the process. It was a sneaky question asked of Eve. "Did God say to you that you should not eat of any tree in the garden?" Eve replied, "We can eat from every tree, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God said that if we eat of it, we shall die." The serpent contradicted God. "God didn't mean it that way. You won't die. God knows that when you eat of this tree, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God." "What does it mean to be like God?" "Why, you will be in control. You will be in charge of your own life. You can make your own decisions. You will know right from wrong. That certainly would be a good thing." The next implication followed quite naturally. "You don't need God to tell you what to do. You're not a puppet. You can do things your own way. Be totally free. Set your own rules. Call the shots." This is 1984. In Orwell's novel with that title, 1984, he talked about something devilish. People will be able to say black is white is black. Good is bad is good. Wrong is right is wrong. Sin is fun, goodness does not pay. God does not count, only you count. The first commandment of the Ten is simply, you shall have no other gods before me. Jesus summarized all the commandments. You will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And the second is like the first. You will love your neighbor as yourself. Put yourself first, says the devil. You're number one. Look out for yourself. If you don't care for yourself, nobody else will. You're going to be around only once. Grab all you can. God may even be at your service. Be sober, said St. Peter. Be alert. The demonic is at work. It appeals to your instinct for self-preservation. You want to survive, to protect yourself, to save your own neck, to save face, to protect your image, to preserve your self-esteem. You think you're doing yourself a favor by taking it out on other people if things don't work out as you think they should. You try to pay back evil for evil, and if you can get away with it, twice as much as you got. You give in to the human desire to get even without even noticing what's happening to you. Be sober, said St. Peter. Be alert. The devil as a roaring lion goes about looking for someone like you to swallow up. Those who have no foundation in life, no faith to give them hope, are easily eaten up. Succumbing to the insinuations of the devil, they are easily taken in. That's not life. When it comes right down to it, it's death. Life, said St. Peter, is standing fast. It's standing up solidly in faith, taking the bruises life has to offer, confident that the God of all grace has called you to his eternal glory in Christ. Life is in his hands. Gracious life, overcoming the appeal and the power of the demonic. That life is in the one who overcame death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Jesus Christ is nobody's patsy. He's not to be taken lightly. The conqueror of sin, death, and the devil should not be treated as if he doesn't count. The power of the devil always turns out to be empty promises. The power of Christ is eternal salvation to everyone who believes. His offer of forgiveness for the past means exactly what it says. He forgives sin and puts it out of the way. He promises life, which is life indeed. He directs your path through the woods to the road that leads to God. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus says. He means it. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Thanks to God, who sent his Son into the world, motivated purely by love, without any ulterior motive at all. The good news of God is in his Son, Jesus Christ. The Son of God suffered the full consequences of human sin. He took all the shots of the devil, enduring death in a most uncommon way. Lifted up on a cross, he draws the whole world to himself. All he asks is that you have confidence in him, trusting that he is what he claims to be, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. All he asks is nothing less than your whole being, commitment to him, faith in him, with confidence that he has the power to save you. It is, said Jesus, something like losing your life to save it. It means giving up on yourself and giving in to him. It's like dying with him, only to live. It's like being crucified with him, but living forever with him in your heart. It's being forgiven and having the courage to forgive. It's being loved and having the joy of being able to love again. Martin Luther put the whole thing into words in his great hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. said Luther, though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will. He can harm us none, he's judged. The deed is done, one little word can fell him. Those words would have brought a smile to the lips of St. Peter. Be sober, be alert. Your enemy, the devil, as a roaring lion, goes around seeking someone to swallow. Resist him, steadfast and sturdy in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings befall your brotherhood in the world. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you've suffered for a little while, will himself straighten you out, set you upright, strengthen you, and give you a sure foundation on which to build a genuine life. To him who put the demonic in its place, to him belongs the power forever. Amen.